You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired. From Wall Street to Main Street to Capitol Hill, everyone is mad at Facebook. The company has been under fire since a trove of leaked internal documents shed light on its struggles to prevent real-world harm, from political unrest to teen suicides. Everyone has something to say about Facebook, and almost none of it is good. So now, Mark Zuckerberg would like you to talk about something else. At the company's Connect conference on Thursday morning, he unveiled a series of new products and ambitions around the metaverse. Then he announced a new name for the company, not Facebook, but Meta. Facebook is one of the most iconic brands in the world, and that used to suit Zuckerberg just fine. In 2019, he slapped the Facebook name on his company's other products, Instagram, WhatsApp, Messenger, and Oculus, to remind people that Facebook is not just Facebook, but a family of apps. But now, Zuckerberg said on Thursday, our brand is so tightly linked to one product that it can't possibly represent everything we're doing today, let alone in the future. The new name is meant to signal that future, one beyond social media and beyond all the bad news. Next, Google's new flagship Pixel 6 and 6 Pro smartphones have gotten solid reviews so far, thanks in part to the custom Tensor processor inside. Google designed the system-on-a-chip in-house, giving it a speed and efficiency advantage similar to what Apple enjoys with its homegrown silicon. And while there's a lot to admire in the snappy performance and all-day battery life, Tensor offers another, less-touted benefit: security. Read more about it on TechCrunch.com. And when United Airlines test pilot Ryan Smith took off from Houston earlier this month for a 90-minute flight over the Gulf of Mexico, he wasn't carrying any passengers, but he did have a special fuel powering the Boeing 737. One engine was burning standard petroleum-based aviation fuel from a Texas refinery, while the other was running on gas produced entirely from leftover cooking oil in Greece from a factory in Los Angeles. Each engine burned about 600 gallons during the flight, according to United, and created about the same carbon emissions. But because the sustainable fuel is made from plant-based sources instead of petroleum, and because plants consume carbon dioxide during photosynthesis, it has a carbon footprint that's about 70% smaller. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.